a family affair for sure. Stars in jail. And where is Bobby Noah's dad? So much to talk about. Let's get into it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
I always feel like I should be doing like an old school dance, like the jerk, you know? But
I'll let you keep that one.
Thank you so much for joining. This is the Star Season 3 After Show. Episode 10, When Stars Fall. My name is Jazzy, and I'm sitting next to my lovely new co-host, Archie J.
Hey, guys. I'm super excited to be here. This episode was wild.
It was so crazy. It's been so long since we've been off. I mean, I was like, when is Star coming back?
Yeah, it was last fall, right?
Yes.
And so much has happened, and now the storyline continues to unfold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before we dive into it, there's so much to talk about. I mean, there's Carlotta and her family affair with her sister and her stepfather. We found out some of the transparency parts of that. And then also Noah and the baby and Star. But before we get into that, Archie, I have to know, what is like your overall thoughts of this show tonight?
I was shooketh because it's been so long since we have, you know, been involved in their lives. And then I don't know what, I just have not mentally wrapped my head around Star having an Oreo baby. I was really thinking it was going to be Jackson, and they were going to have their nice little happy life and live in their little studio garage apartment that they had going on. But
speaking of Oreo baby, it makes you think of this part inside the show, Miss Bruce, which I love so much. When he mentioned nothing more surprising than that Coco baby of hers that came out. Like,
Coco.
You know, Star can handle anything. But I have to agree with you. Seeing this show, I realized how much far we've been gone from everyone. So it feels like we're just reconnecting again. I didn't really like how it was so jam-packed. It was so much going on. It was like back to back to back. Like, it had no breathing room or anything.
There were a couple of scenes that I can think of particular that we may go into depth a little bit later. But when I just felt like we could do so much more, and it could have been so much more climactic.
Yes.
When she was in court and there was a court scene outside.
Yeah.
It was like, do, bye.
Yeah. Especially that. Like, that really kind of, like, I don't know, rubbed me the wrong way, because at first we see, like, Simone talking about, hopefully she gets bail, and then next she doesn't get bail. So, and it looked like it was all in the same day. So I was really confused what was going on there.
Did you see the scene and the location? Why was the courthouse across the street from the projects?
Yeah, it was very odd.
I was very confused.
Come on now. But since we're talking about it, let's dive into it. So much is going on, but let's start. Simone and sticking up for her sister has been the beautiful thing ever. But Star getting into jail. I did not see this happening. At all.
My feelings were hurt when she kept punching the lady. I was like, ooh, okay. I mean, I understand why she had so much anger and aggression. But I was like, wow, I felt those punches. Did you hear the sound effects?
I heard the sound effects. And you know, I was thinking, if I was Star, what have I done? I would have done the exact same thing. I don't think
you're that angry.
You
would have punched the lady.
100%.
You would have
100%.
Really?
I do not think Star was in the wrong at all for punching her the way that she did. I can see where she probably could have really thought about it before making those moves because her baby was in the room. Totally understand that. But at that moment when someone is taunting you in your face about what they did to you, your father, and then what threw me off the most was that she kept telling her, or Arlene, excuse me, let go of my baby. Don't touch my baby. Get away from my baby. And she didn't listen. So, hey, I just felt like that was the prover right there. Like, basically, she was self-defending herself. That was self-defense. That's what I'm calling it. Self-defense.
Yeah, I definitely knew, since this is a TV show, that something was going to happen like that, because we need some type of drama from Star. But if it was me, if this was real life, I really wanted her to hold her composure, because we got this baby on the line now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You already got rid of her son. Mm-hmm. We've dealt with that. That's in the past. Arlene, what did she do? Drown the dad?
She electrocutes.
And I just really didn't want that, because now she's in jail.
I didn't think she was going to get in jail, though. I don't know. I knew she was going to get in jail. I was thinking like Star, honestly. I was thinking like, you know, I just know that this woman is coming and she's harassing me in a sense.
Yeah, so but the lady didn't touch her. So immediately, Star goes to jail. Yes. This is what this lady wants. The lady hates Star. She wants to destroy her family like Star did to her family, which she really didn't. She was self-defense. Really.
Yes.
I knew it was going to be some drama. And then the lady is very suspect. She always has the, you know, people on her side, her goons and her law team. So it was not going to be good for Star. No,
I was very surprised to see that. I mean, like you said, something was bound to happen. I wasn't expecting that. I honestly thought that Noah wasn't going to make it. That's what I was afraid of, that Noah wasn't going to make it and be able to see his son. And I'm happy that that's, you know, that
didn't
changed.
You think he was going to be on drugs?
Afterwards?
No, with the when they did the test. Oh, and they when they took away the baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was going to open up like, oh,
this baby is gone.
And I really did think the baby was going to end up in the system.
Yeah.
So to see that turned around and that he's not in the system is like an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Amazing thing. But can we talk about how Simone stepped up to the plate? Simone is becoming more fierce and fierce. I don't know who's writing Simone's lines and her character role, but come on. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I like it too, but I really want Simone to just mind her business, but like own herself, because she's always, which is, it's nice, but she's always so focused on everyone else's problems and how can I help them? What can I do this way? She joined Take Three because her sister wanted a group.
Yeah.
You know, and I really want her to take time for herself, but I mean, family to death. So, I mean, she's going to ride for her sister.
Absolutely.
But she just, like, what is, like Alex said, Ryan Destiny's character, what do you want?
Yeah, that's true. Well, see, I know that she had started the group because of her sister, like she was doing her a favor, but it seemed to me that Simone was starting to fall in love with the whole aspect of it too. Like, Simone does like to sing. Let's not get it wrong, but you're right. We never really got a gist of like, who is Simone and what does she want to really do? Like, it's like she's kind of like going with the flow because it makes sense. Like, she's just trying to get that pop and just get famous, you know? But it's not... It don't seem like it's an everlasting thing. It's like, I like where you're going with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that Simone also comes off as if like she owes something to her sister, because Star has done everything for her. Even when Simone didn't even ask for help, Star went in to help her.
She did.
So I think Simone is in a position to where she feels like it's her she's obligation. Indebted. Yeah, she's indebted. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. But so now I'm wondering what's going to happen with Jackson, because Jackson came out of nowhere. At first, I thought Jackson wasn't going to be in this episode.
Yeah.
Then he pops up at the courthouse, outside the courthouse. It wasn't even inside.
Yeah. And they had a moment outside, and I really wanted him to, like, Simone. Okay. Simone had a conversation with Jackson outside, and he just really wasn't for it. But you know what? I am on Jackson's side, because he was with this girl for nine months. And it turned out that the baby was not, you are not the father.
Where's Mario at?
You are not the father. And now, you know, we have our ego. Mm-hmm. So I'm not mad at him for needing to take a second, back up, get his composure together. But then he stepped up to the plate because he showed up in the studio with Noah. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to confront him to be like, hey, I want to make sure this child has a healthy and, you know, parents, I want to make sure that parents are in their life present and not on drugs, as we've seen, or drinking, as we've seen Noah be in the past. So he's still very emotional about it, but I'm not mad at him for having his distance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that either. I think we all need time to like heal and to process things mentally. So I support Jackson. I'm not mad at him and his choices. But I do, even remember the season finale when we found out that the baby wasn't his. Star did not say you had to go. She did not say you have to leave. All she said was, I'm sorry. Because she had no idea herself. Like, when that baby came out, it was like, woof. But
do you think she wanted to, you know, okay, the baby's not yours, but do you think she still wanted to be with Jackson and then also maybe co-parent with Noah? Or does that immediately mean, well, I'm going back to Noah now since we have this child together?
No, I definitely think that she would still love for him to be around. They still want and be his, like, his fiance, or his wife. Like, I don't think that changed anything. I think by them knowing a baby was on the way made them stronger.
Okay.
But I don't think the baby was all they had. I think they were able to learn more of each other and enjoy one another's company.
But the baby is what brought them together.
I know.
That is what brought them together. Because otherwise, she was out of the door with this relationship, as well as she's been with all of them.
I know.
And then she found out she was pregnant. They thought it was his. It wasn't. And they made it work.
But it doesn't seem like Noah is interested in Star like that anymore either.
Yeah.
It's really a co-parenting thing. I mean, let's just say until now.
Yes. We only see one episode.
Knowing Star. So, and knowing Noah, I mean, I don't know. I think sometimes you might fall in love with your significant other. I mean, the mother of your child and the father of your child. Again,
I can't relate.
Me either. I don't have any kids. So what am I talking about? I don't know. So that's going to be really interesting to see unfold. But how did you feel about Bobby missing out of this whole show? I mean, Bobby was not there for his son. Like, we didn't. Noah was in an accident. Is in the hospital. He's out. Now he has a child, and there's no sign of Bobby. But Bobby was there seeing the whole.
Who was Bobby?
Prior. Bobby, you know, is it Bobby Noah's dad?
Oh, Bobby. Oh, yeah. But this, I don't think we need to see his dad. You know, because
I think it would have been nice to have his dad there. If you guys are watching right now, live stream, what are your thoughts about that? I mean, I feel like in any time, like, Noah needs his family right now. And if you think about it, there was no one there for Noah besides Maurice and a little bit of Carlotta. There was no sign of Bobby, which is his own family he has. So what do you guys think about that? Let us know in the comments.
I don't feel like Bobby needed to be there, though, because Noah has these feelings like, I want to be a present father because I didn't have that in my life. So I feel like bringing his dad into this right now would just cause more drama, because we've seen his dad try to leech off of him. And yes, he made an attempt to do better and show up for his son. But I just felt like that would have been unnecessary.
Well, I get where you're going with that. Yeah. I just think that it would have been much needed, because leading up to these episodes, like, we see that Bobby was really trying to change things around, and he was there for his son. Mm-hmm. And even after, like, Noah was really hurt that he was lying about Miss Bruce and his relationship, Noah still forgave him, and they're better now. And as you see in the show tonight, we notice that Miss Bruce comes up and checks on Noah, was like, oh, your dad was coming to check up on you. So it's like, Bobby, where are you at?
Oh, that's right, because they're dating or something, right?
Like, oh, Bobby, where are you?
Oh, the mess.
Like, this is, you know, he's in pain right now. You didn't go to his show. I just need to know why Bobby was missing from the episode. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Have you, so with Miss... Bruce. With Miss Bruce and Maurice coming to check on Noah, was it not weird to you to see Maurice and Noah kind of have that bonding camaraderie, and then Maurice asking if he had told
Megan?
Yes. Like, that was weird to me, because they have had their drama in the past, and now he's so curious. I felt like he was going to go and tell her before he gets to it to cause up more controversy.
Yeah. It was very interesting to me as well. I didn't really understand why they're bonding. I have to be honest, when Maurice saw Noah over there, like, pretty much in pain with his car turned over, I really didn't think Maurice was going to come through.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he had some kind of resentment towards Noah, and I think it was going to help him. So to see that he helps him get out the car and call ambulance, and I was really shocked by that. That surprised me, and it made me happy.
Yeah.
But it was a little interesting to see, like, their bonding and, you know, asking about a woman they've both had intercourse with and dated. A little interesting. I always think that kind of graphic.
Yeah,
But it made me also proud, because it's like, you know, even though the darkest problems, we can still go past that. Like, we can still go over it. Like, this is real. This is real life right now. Like,
that is growth.
Like, that's growth. Yeah.
It did show. It is growth. It did show... maturity, and that, you know, they can come together for this baby. I mean, that's what the episode was really about, besides Carlotta.
Before we go into Carlotta, though, I do want to shout out all of you guys watching right now in the live chat. We thank you. I mean, we were anxiously waiting for this episode. Simone has been riding with us forever. Hi, Simone. And we have Avina, Kimberly, Bryce. We see you guys. Also, Spencer Whitelow said, yes, I think the father needs to be there. Boom.
Bye.
Spencer's on my side. Thank you. Thank you, Spencer. I knew it. Before we dive into Carlotta and Cassie, I want to tell you guys something really quick. So, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we wanted to just say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. And don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. We really appreciate you guys watching. Like, seriously.
Yes.
You're making our dreams come true here. Thank you. Carlotta and Cassie and Calvin really was like a whole family affair. How did that make you feel to see them all in one room together?
Dirty. Yeah, dirty.
Okay. Disgusted.
I mean, any scenes like that in any type of movie or situation or what have you makes me feel very uncomfortable, just because, you know, I'm very passionate about that. Like, that is not okay. And I don't know. But I have to say, me having a younger sister and even an older sister, I would have been Cassie all day.
Yeah.
Brandy's character all day.
Because, really?
Yes.
Wait, isn't this the same person that just said that he wanted Star to hold her composure a little bit and not act on anything? But
because!
But now you're still going to be Cassie, and Cassie put a gun to his head, so I'm a little confused.
Yeah. Hit him up style.
RGJ for you.
I'm just saying, because that was her dad.
Yes.
That, her stepdad or whatever. But this is supposed to be your protector, your guardian. Mm-hmm. And then your mom's going to brush it under the rug. This is a little different than a random lady showing up at a hospital being creepy and she electrocuted my dad. I'm sorry. It is. I have feelings and emotions towards it. And I want to take you out as well, Dad.
Okay, you're right. No, I agree. Cassie has all the right to feel the way that she feels. I don't think her killing her father is going to bring back anything. Like, I mean, as we can see, Arlene, to bounce back to Star real quick, Arlene killed her father and is still bitter about her whole situation.
Yeah.
You killing someone is like a temporary feeling. This doesn't like bring back anything.
Yeah.
So Cassie is right to feel the way she feels, but acting that manner, trying to like psych him out as if she was going to kill him to get some evidence off of it. It's like, you know, some people who do some dirt are killing. you know, they don't want to like own up to what they've done because they don't want to believe into it or whatever. So it's kind of like, just take it under the rug and just keep it moving. Unfortunately.
Kick it under the rug?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I can just say, hands down, true story. I've been there. I've witnessed that stuff that Carlotta and Cassie has been going through with my own family, my own sister. True story. And for a long time, it did take my sister to open up and really talk about like what happened to her as if she was a child. And from my understanding, my mom knew about it and didn't want to believe it. So it's kind of like one of those things where like, I don't know. It's kind of hard because depending on how your family is and how you're raised, you don't really want to say certain things that person could be the key to the family. Like, we don't know if Calvin was like, you know, doing his part as in a father, like providing, like was Calvin the breadwinner over Cassie and Carlotta's mom? Like, what I'm trying to say is, I'm not excusing anything, but at that point in time, what was Carlotta's mom like dependent on Calvin to where she couldn't even walk away from her family? She couldn't save her daughters because she needed him.
You know, that's
what I'm
real.
So I'm
that's
saying,
real.
I'm just saying, like in certain situations when like things like that happen, we don't really know all the details.
We
so it's kind of hard to say like how you would act. And it really does take people to really come out later about it and come admit like, I'm sorry, I was trying to lie. I was trying to hide it and not believe it. So it sucks though.
Where it sucks, but us looking at it from a viewer's perspective for TV, we get what we get. And I would be a little upset about it. I wouldn't have. I mean, she didn't kill her dad yet.
She did.
Yet,
yes.
She said. Yet.
She did say yet. She did. But I love Carlotta. I love Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
Just watching her, I mean, she's always been great, and we've seen her do so many great roles. But, like, I don't know. This is giving me more transparent vibe of Queen Latifah and seeing how far that she's come, like, you know, being so hardcore as a rapper and we can never get a role and set it off. And to see her just so intimate and so like
feminine and limited.
I love Living Single. So it's just great to see. But I love when she mentioned, you know, every single day, like I get up and I put one foot in front of the other. Like, you know, she's talking about regardless of these weapons, like, everything, I've experienced all the pain, it can't hurt me, I'm strong, just with my own self. Like, that is some serious growth right there. That takes some courage, takes some faith, and it takes some superpowers that I probably don't have just yet.
On a lighter note, I will say, I think this is the first episode that I have seen Queen Latifah, her character, keep the same color wig on.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. I don't know why I noticed that.
She did. She did maintain a whole look this whole time. It was like consistent. It was just a straight shot. It wasn't like here, there.
Blue,
it was
red,
just
orange. Yeah.
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 That's cool. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you feel about in the beginning when Cassie and Cotton got Jaden back? I was a little afraid. I didn't think they was going to like really do it on three and do an exchange, but how did it make you feel to see that Jaden's back?
It was an intense scene for sure. I thought that they were going to give up the flash drive or whatever that was and then keep the kid and it was going to be some type of drama, but it looked like they got away for now. Like Cassie said, scot free, but that dude is always in rotation.
Yeah,
he's like that one person that just stops talking to you, but just checks your story on your Instagram. He just floats around.
Yeah, he does.
So he'll be back.
I didn't think that she would give the flash drive back. I really thought she was going to play him. Yeah, because
no,
I get it. Jaden's at risk,
yeah.
But I don't know. I just thought, I just still think Cassie, she's a strong one and she's pretty wise. So I thought she has something up her sleeve.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting to see. I want to talk about really quick Simone and Alex in Take 3.
Take 2, you mean?
Take 2. Can we just agree that Take 3 is dead? Do you guys think Take 3 is dead?
I mean, give it up. Give it up. No, I mean, I like them as a friend group, but the universe multiple times is telling Alex to lead them girls by the wayside.
Okay.
When it comes to the music career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they bring this extra baggage that I'm sure the millennials, you know, watching Take 3 loves, but the industry does not want to work with Take 3.
I know.
Because of Star, really. And I know. Now Simone is mouthing off.
Okay, but I'm all here for Simone.
Yeah,
when she like really snapped at Houston Connolly at the part, or Cascade, excuse me. Shout out to Cascade.
I love that part. ATL.
Yes. Mentioning like, you know, like, I guess you don't know what a real artist is right in front of you because we are real people with real problems. And that's truth. I agree on both parties. I do think Houston is speaking like correct facts. Like, you know, even though you are an artist and you have your issues, you need to know how to keep it in composure. You need to know how to separate your personal life from like your business life. Like, that's a real thing. And no matter what career that you're in. Mm-hmm. But I really do like what Simone was saying, that, you know, like, we're real authentic, raw people and we have problems and we can relate to a lot of your viewers and listeners too. So I get hand in hand, but Simone, she has those little, like, those nice little jabs that she takes, and they're so sweet. They're so sweet and like a die slow jab.
She's like, I will put my whole fist in your mouth. And have a good night.
And she was still smiling about it. Highly agree with you. Alex needs to do her own thing.
Yeah, man.
Alex Crane, she's a star.
She is.
I mean, they're all individually stars, but Alex is a star right
she's
now.
She's born to be a star.
Yeah,
her dad is the star. Her mom is Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, right? It's like in her, but she can't even remember from it, even if she tried. Like, she did try. Way back when she was trying to like let go of her parents' name, but it's like, that's just who you are. You gotta own it. You gotta own it. So I'm just curious, like, I mean, were you surprised that Alex didn't answer right away that she was gonna take the Billboard issue?
Yeah. No. I was not surprised.
Okay.
Because she's always very hesitant to, should I do it? Is Star gonna be mad at me? Do I want to leave them behind?
Yeah.
So she's always very hesitant until either one of the girls gives her the green light to be like, girl, just do it.
Yeah.
As Simone did in the car.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see for next week. So before we get into our special segment of Star of the Night, you know, we choose our individual stars that we think was like own the show. I want to get to some news and gossip. So let's do that.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, so just yesterday, Queen Latifah, she hit up Yahoo News, and she did an interview. Everyone's on press tours because the show is back. And she did a wide-ranging interview with them, and she talked about racism in America and the changes that needs to be made in the music industry, and she also touched on R. Kelly. But this is what she did say. She said, I really feel like America will never be as great as it could be until we really deal with the truth of our racist attitudes. People need to be educated because they need to understand that we have all contributed to the success of the United States of America, and that it would not be what it is without Africans, people of African descent. And then she went on to say, talking about R. Kelly, she said he is a cash cow, and they didn't want to give up the cash, so they ignored what was going on. And she said he is not the first, and he won't be the last.
He's definitely not the last. I have to agree with that. But that story is so disturbing. Like, I just want to say, if anyone's out there who experienced any kind of like sexual harassment or just any of that stuff, please don't be afraid to speak up. I know how it's easier said than done because a lot of people don't believe what you say, but don't feel like you have to be somewhere if you don't. Like, you can escape, you can get out. It's just so disturbing. And I know he's not the last one.
No, not at all.
No.
And then Quincy Brown, you know, over the hiatus, there was a big tragedy that happened with his family personally. He lost his mom, and she did pass away due to cardiac arrest. And that happened November 15th.
Yeah.
But he did do a flashback, and he showed some love to his mom, how he was missing her, I think about 2 Sundays ago. He's 27, and he paid a tribute to his mom on Instagram, as well as his dad, you know, adopted dad Diddy does
every
other day.
Every other day.
So, I mean, rest in peace to Kim Porter. That was his mom. mom's name. Aww. And I'm, you know, he's thinking about her every day.
And Kim actually is a very sweet lady. I had met Kim before.
Really?
Yeah, actually I did.
You give me Kim vibes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, model. Give it to him. And pose for the camera.
She is so sweet. I actually ran to her at a coffee shop a couple of times.
How's that?
And just very humble, nice, polite. But I will say, the last time I seen her, she did seem like she was kind of under the weather.
Yeah.
Like, not like she was, like, sad. Maybe she was just tired. I think she was just kind of, like, exhausted.
Yeah. So she lived over here. She passed away at Toluca
Lake.
Yeah,
Toluca Lake, which is not too far from us.
Not too far. And then today, Ryan Destiny, she's on a press tour as well, and she hit up the Wendy Williams Show, who she actually celebrated her 24th birthday, January 8th.
Yeah.
So, but she...
Baby!
But she... Yeah, no, right? But she plays 21 on the show, and she shared many stories on Wendy today, one being how she was at a party, and Beyonce... they had a moment. And apparently, Beyonce knows exactly who Ryan Destiny is, who plays Alex on Star. She said, "I'm watching you continue to do you. You're doing amazing." And basically, Beyonce loves her. She did say that Jay-Z was right next to her, and Jay-Z did not know who she was.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But that's also amazing.
Yeah.
Just to see someone that you love and adore and admire, like, critique your work and see you, like, that is crazy.
Beyonce can tell me my pinky toe was falling off, and that would be the greatest moment of my life.
Beyonce could tell me I have, like, spinach in my teeth. You know, that's a real
Beyonce
compliment.
Beyonce could spit on me. But yeah, just saying.
Beyonce, we're fans.
Right, yeah. we're fans. And then Ryan also, she was saying more because, you know, she is in a relationship with Keith Powers, the actor.
Yes, that's her, like, that's going to be bae forever.
She said they're celebrating 2 years and she is in love with him and how they, Wendy, you know, Wendy is always very nosy with her interviews.
Absolutely.
And she said, what's the best thing that he's ever bought you? She said, nothing really. We just like to take vacations, which I'm all here for.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, material things, they come and go. I'm not going to lie. They're nice. Like, but it's just, like, those memories you could make that will last more of a lifetime. I think those are more, like, I don't know, more quality.
Those
versus,
memories.
Like,
yeah. You can keep them forever.
Yeah, it's more of a quality than just, like, a material thing. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. And then we got to see her mom on the Wendy Show. They put up a picture, and her mom is her manager.
Oh, cool.
So she has, like, her own Kris Jenner.
Oh. Except, the Jenner part. Yeah, probably better.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, well, is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so it's time for our special segment. I hope you get your star.
What?
You get your star.
Wait, tell me what we're doing.
Star of the night. Let's do it right now. Okay, so definitely, I got to say.
What's up?
My ghetto superstar.
Your ghetto superstar.
Of tonight's show. Has to be...
Drum roll.
Simone, gotta do it.
Come on, Simone.
Gotta do it for Simone. I don't know. I love something about Simone that it just kind of excites me every single time. I love the fact how she is constantly, I've said this before, evolving and growing. And, like, we're seeing more sides of her that we didn't get to see. And if you follow Simone in, like, real life, her name is Brittany O'Grady. She's a complete opposite of what her role is. Like, she's more of, like, a sweet... small and calm, like innocent, like girl. Like, I mean,
but that's how she kind of is, though, in the show.
No,
that's how she started off. No,
in the show, she had a lot of problems, a lot of insecurities.
Yeah.
Just very young and naive and just all over the place. And, like, she has to be watched. And then in, like, her personal life, I think that she's completely different. But I just love how, even with her appearances, like, to see Simone come out with, like, not really a wardrobe, and now she's just banging. Mm-hmm. Like, her outfit in the beginning when they opened up to Family Affair was, like, the most beautiful outfit I've seen. Like, that Simone could be a star.
The,
like,
two-piece?
Yeah, that two-piece, a little red two-piece in the pants. I was trying to, like, is that Fashion Nova? Because I want one. I'm like, I need that, you know, for birthday coming up.
Right.
But I'll have to go with Simone. She's my star of the night, for
you
sure.
Know, Simone, actually, fun fact, she was on Wendy, because I watch Wendy all the time, like, 2 years ago, and she said that she... didn't want to be an actress per se. She was in school. There was this audition. She auditioned, and now here she is.
Sometimes that's how life takes you, right? Takes you in a whole different area than where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
Destiny.
So what, you want my ghetto superstar of the night?
Yeah.
My ghetto superstar of the night.
Let me guess. Is it a star?
Because it's not.
Star was pretty ghetto with it.
She
but
was.
But Star's going to be Star.
She was, but it's not Star.
Okay.
I'm here to give you shock value.
All right.
Patti LaBelle.
Hold on. That was definitely a shock value.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear this.
Shock value. Okay, so we know that Patti LaBelle is the mom character of Cassie and Carlotta, yes. right? And we have all this drama swirling around Carlotta, Cassie, and Calvin. And I feel like the center of it is Patti LaBelle's character. I can't remember her name, but Patti LaBelle's character, and because she was blindsided to it, she could have stopped this from happening. And the opening scene, did you see Patti LaBelle singing Mary J. Blige?
Yeah.
First of all, she said, in this dancery. Like, it was, I was living was my
epic.
Best life.
It was epic.
I'm going to give it to Patti LaBelle.
I love Patti.
Yeah, I'm here for
that's funny. That's a good one. He got me there. Okay, well, that's our start for the night. Let us know who your good superstar was tonight in the comments. Before we close this out, though, we got to get into our predictions. So let's do that.
Ooh.
Gonna give it to you first.
You're After Buzz TV predictions.
This is tough. This is real tough.
Should I go first or are you ready?
Go first.
Okay.
I'm stressed. Ooh.
So I do think that Star's going to get out. There's no way we can have Star locked up too long. I mean, I'm sorry, but Star is a big piece of the show, and I don't want it to just go off.
It's weird. Named after her.
Right? So I do think that Star's going to get out next week. If not next week, then not too much longer than that. I definitely think we're going to see more of Xander. Like, Xander's not done with Cassie yet.
Mm.
A little worried. And I'm also worried that, I don't want to say this, but Noah, I think Noah's going to get back into his habit because you see the doctor had left those drugs there for him, the painkillers. But I love how Noah was so strong. Was like, I can't do that. I have an addiction. I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. That was so beautiful to see. But the fact that the doctor left it there, even though Noah said it twice, I can't do it, and left it in his possession. It's kind of like, well, if these other painkillers he's turning to is not working, then what else did he turn to?
Yeah.
And so I'm just scared that he's not going to open up and like be transparent and open up to Jackson. Like, hey, you might have to take the baby, or Simone, and might just try to like handle it on by himself because, you know, Noah and men in general. Just kidding.
Whoa, that was an attack.
Think that they could do it all instead of just opening up and letting it be. So I'm really afraid about that. And I don't think Calvin's going to make it much longer. I think his sickness is going to get to him.
Really? Okay. I would say that I feel like Patti LaBelle's character, she's going to have she's going to deal with that pain that Carlotta said she is not dealing with. I also do think that Xander is going to come back up and resurface. But I do think that the club will be very successful now that, oh boy, is investing.
Uh-oh.
What's
Quincy.
No, yeah.
Derek.
Sorry. Derek is investing in the club now, and it could be exactly what Cassie wanted in the beginning, to go clean with the whole operation. So that's what I'm predicting. But then also, I feel like Star is going to kill it. I mean, not Star. No, Alex is going to kill it on the
billboard.
The billboard. A's. But also, Star is going to get in her feelings once again, and there's going to be some drama. But I definitely do think that they're going to break up for sure this season.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Athena in the comments said that there's no way because we can't have take two for episodes. So, like, either it's going to be take three or no take three. Like,
exactly.
It's not going to be no show without take three. So she might have a prediction there. Yeah. So. I do know this is not a prediction. This is a fact. We will be here next week, same time. So make sure you are watching. Please rate and comment below. We thank you for watching right now. And you can still follow us on all social media platforms. Archie, where can they find you at?
You can follow me at Archie J Speaks on all social media platforms. Yeah.
And then for me, you can find me at I'm Jazzy. That's I'm Jazzie. And until then, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.